Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here, Bird Show.
You know what doesn't seem fun to me?
What?
Dying.
I would second that.
I agree.
Starting to take a look at my health very, very seriously right now because I got a couple of things going on. I've always been a gym rat, right? But the reason why I started going to the gym and learned about fitness, quite honestly, if I'm being 100%, when I grew up in California, as an undersized kid, as I said before, look, not a lot of girls were into like dudes that were 4'5". Things have changed. They're really into them today. But back then they weren't. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to go start hitting the gym here. At least I'll give a girl something to be attracted to me over, right? Because it's certainly not going to be my personality or my height. So I started going to the gym and I got into like a real dysfunctional mindset when it came to working out. And it was all about like vanity, vanity, vanity. And if there were some health benefits to it, then hey, that's a nice bonus. And now as I'm getting a little bit older, things have totally and completely flipped for me. And it all started a couple of months ago when I started learning more about the different features on my Apple Watch. You know, most of us take a look if we have an Apple Watch, we look at how many steps we have, and that's pretty much it.
Aren't there
that's
like,
all I do.
That's it, right?
Are there rings you have to close?
You can, yes. Yeah. Activity rings, stand rings, all sorts of stuff.
Okay.
But if you have the health app, there is so much information on that health app that your watch is telling you about your body that you don't know of. And without getting into specifics, I started doing a deep dive because some of these statistics were coming up in red. And I'm like, red? I work out like 5 times a week. How can this be possible? But I've always been lifting. And I'm one of those guys. And I think, Mo, you're like me also. It's just like, oh, I hate cardio.
Hate cardio.
Yeah, cardio. Because we need to lift and look good.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, if I was doing cardio, it was only to burn fat so you could see my muscles. It's all vanity.
Right? Running doesn't get you bigger biceps.
Right. Yeah. Right. But I've been taking a look at some of these things. And they didn't look real strong to me. So I've decided to do a couple of things about it. Today I actually have a stress test and I have been improving. I'm taking a look at my heart now as a muscle rather than a cardio day. So if I do chest and tries one day, my second day might be heart and abs. I don't even look at it as cardio anymore. It's a muscle.
Smart.
It's true.
Yeah. It's all a mindset thing in order for you to get it done.
And my wearable says that my heart muscle is not where it should be. So I've been working on that a lot. And here's something interesting too. I have told you guys before that maybe in my life, I've woken up surprised that it's the morning because I slept through the night. Maybe a handful of times my entire life. Never really thought about it. I thought, okay, my circadian rhythms are off because we have to get up so early in the morning. I don't keep the same sleep schedule on the weekend. So I've had doctors tell me that have put me on Lunesta also after a sleep schedule. They just give you a pill and they go, you know what? So long as you're doing that job, you're never going to be able to get good sleep. And without being educated about it, I said, drugs? Okay, I'll take it. So that's really what I've been doing for 20 years is I take a Lunesta and I go to sleep. And if I don't, I could be up, honestly, for 48 straight hours.
Wow.
When I went to Japan a couple of weeks ago and demanded of myself to stay up for like 30 hours to get back on Atlanta time, East Coast time, it was no problem at all. Zero problem. So now again, I'm starting to take a look at my wearables and I realize this, that I get hardly any deep sleep at all. No deep sleep, hardly any REM sleep at all. And when you sleep, those are the two cycles where your body recovers. It needs it more than anything else for mind health, for muscle health, your overall health. You've got to get into those cycles. And when I started taking a look at these apps, I realized like, damn, I'm not getting any deeper REM sleep whatsoever. So I already knew that. Then over the course of the last couple of months, I've had to get some work done on my mouth, my teeth. And the dentist has put me to sleep a couple of times. And both times I woke back up, he's like, dude, you ever get checked for sleep apnea? I'm like, why would you say that? He's like, the way that you breathe when you're under anesthesia and how often you wake up in such a violent way makes me think you might have sleep apnea. And this dentist went through the exact same thing. So what I think is happening, and I'm going to get it tested next week, is I think I might have had sleep. I have sleep apnea my entire life. Never even knew it.
Well, how do you get to this point just now finding that out?
By being arrogant. Tiffany has told me, like, you know you snore when you sleep. I'm like, I do not. No, I don't. I don't snore. I don't. But I do. I just thought, I didn't know it was as violent, and I didn't know that I was waking myself up so many times. So with all of that info and with my dentist finally saying, dude, I am pretty sure you get tested for that. You're going to be on one of those CPAP machines. I'm like, if it gets me deep sleep, he said for him, it was a complete game changer. Like once you get into that deep sleep and once you get into that REM sleep, you wake up in the morning, you can't believe how much energy and how much better you feel. So I'm going straight in and get this checked out this week.
My husband has sleep apnea. He just got a CPAP and he's a different person. Literally during the day, he is a different person from before. Game changer. But sleep apnea, people don't realize it can be really dangerous for your health and your heart health
too.
Yes,
it affects your heart big time. I've read that.
So there's that integration there. If your heart's not where it's need to be, it needs to be, maybe it is the sleep apnea. It's always like so surprising to me how things are so connected in ways you would have never thought, like, oh, because I snore at night and wake up a couple of times a night, it's affecting my heart and I could die. That's not something I put together.
Tiffany has had, my fiance has had this debilitating pain in her shoulder and her neck for maybe 2 years now. At the same time, she's had something wrong with one tooth that she hadn't gotten taken care of. She finally got the tooth taken care of, and the pain in her neck and her shoulder went away that day.
Wow. Whoa,
it's all connected. It's all connected. So I might find out that I have sleep apnea this week. Our producer, Rebecca, is going to find out she's autistic this week. And she gets tested also. You've got hormone testing coming up also. It's a big week for the Bird Show, health-wise.
If you're curious about any medical test, the Bird Show will take it for you.
Yes, for sure.
Here, Bird Show.